This is Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is part 2 of flyer number 719, entitled Microsoft's Copilot's View of Degaris' masculism. Carrying straight on. Item 5. Divorce reform proposals. Central to Degaris' activism is a suite of divorce reform initiatives aimed at eliminating gynocentric biases in family courts. His key proposals include 1. Joint custody by default. Children spend alternating weeks with each parent, upholding paternal bonds and removing unilateral maternal control. 2. Twaitwefing housing arrangement. Divorcing couples share alternating occupancy of the marital home and a one-bedroom apartment, ensuring cost-efficient co-parenting without alimony or asset forfeiture. 3. Capping spousal support. Limiting post-divorce asset division, such as President Trump's proposed $100,000 maximum split, to deter financially destructive settlements. 4. Implementation of the para, a legal right for men to refuse paternity, analogous to women's abortion right, brackets, MARA, protecting men from forced manslavery by financially irresponsible partners. Degaris argues that these reforms would drastically reduce male financial casualties in divorce, currently affecting roughly 1 in 4 married men, and restore faith in traditional unions by ensuring men fair legislation. By pressuring the gender politicians, Masculists intend to revise family law to truly reflect equal responsibility for both sexes. Item 6. Reproductive rebellion concept. Reproductive rebellion is Degaris's framework, refers to men's wholesale refusal to participate in the marriage-paternity complex, a hallmark of the MGTOW movement. As two-thirds of US and Japanese men under 35 now opt out of marriage and fatherhood, crashing birth rates, it constitutes a demographic strike that men use to force gender law reforms. This rebellion includes, MGTOW red pill. Awakening to the realization that, quote, women do not love men, only men's resources, end quote, leading to emotional withdrawal. Sex without commitment. Men retain sexual autonomy but reject marriage and paternity. Strategic childlessness. Men decline procreation to avoid financial and emotional burdens imposed by gynocentric divorce laws. Degaris portrays reproductive rebellion not as nihilism but as a necessary pressure tactic. If men collectively abstain from paternity, legislatures must enact men fair laws or face population collapse. Item 7. Educational advocacy initiatives. Educational advocacy is pivotal in Degaris' masculism. He asserts that both sexes must be career competent to prevent parasitism and ensure equal partnerships. Key initiatives include, no calculus, no baby. Encouraging young women to master rigorous subjects, especially calculus, to qualify as FIP eligible partners and escape fluffy status. STEM promotion for boys. Reforming curricula to support boys' learning styles, reducing dropout rates in math and sciences. Masculist university societies. Establishing on-campus masculist police groups to protect male student interests and teach gender fair history. These efforts aim to produce a generation where women and men are equally financially and intellectually capable, preventing post-divorce exploitation and ensuring stable, equitable relationships. Item 8. Philosophical underpinnings. De Garis's Maskus ideology is underpinned by a blend of existentialist and political philosophies. He critiques feminism from the standpoint of genocentrism, viewing it as an ideology that while once liberatory, has become a totalizing worldview that marginalizes men. Drawing parallels with Nietzschean critiques of herd morality, De Garis contends that modern feminism enforces a moral monoculture that invalidates men's grievances and emotions. He also borrows from Gramscian, that's Gramsci, the Italian Marxist theorist, concepts of hegemony, koan. Feminists have achieved cultural and legal hegemony over gender issues, necessitating a counter-hegemony of masculinism to restore balance. By framing gender struggles as a war of ideas, he elevates political activism, flyers, videos, campus groups, as the masculine equivalent of feminist consciousness raising, aiming for a bi-conscious society where both sexes appreciate reciprocal oppression. Item 9. Multimedia resources by Hugo de Garis. De Garis leverages a variety of multimedia channels to disseminate his Maskus message. Bullet. 600 plus MGTOW-Maskus flyers. Freely available as text and video on Minds.com and WordPress. Collated into an e-textbook. Quote. Masculism. Men's rebellion against being man-slaves to women. Bullet. YouTube lectures. Over 100 videos. More than 700 now. For example, to Fluffies and Feminists, Learn Some Masculism or Be Manless series. Providing audio-visual presentations of his essays. Bullet. Odyssey and alternative platforms. Mirror sites host De Garis's content to bypass mainstream.